There's a guy who picked a fight. You may have seen it on a golf course. You know this.
Golf fight of the year.
You called it the golf fight of the year, certainly.
Took place in Canada, we believe, yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm. In fact, the guy in the video, he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt, and a former NHL player named Nick Tarnowski was in the video as well.
It's two foursomes. One was arguing over slow play of the group in front of him.
Exactly. We have the audio of a bit of the audio of the fight. Now, the former hockey player was an enforcer. Used to call him a goon in my day that would go out and pick fights.
He is, by all accounts, a simply enormous human being.
Yes. And the last person.
And still has his fighting skills.
And why in the world would you want to fight with this man? But Hawaiian shirt guy did.
He taunted him.
Antagonize him and taunt him, and the fight.
You guys need to get off the golf course.
You're not scaring anybody.
Come on, man.
I told you!
Man, leave him alone.
You want another?
He just came at me!
Leave him alone!
Hey!
You want a go, guy?
Hey, leave him alone, man!
Bang!
Hey.
Bang!
Come on, man!
Bang! Get out!
Hey!
Enough!
Get him the out of here!
All right, he's had enough.
We had to shorten that.
Yeah.
Every time the enforcer hit him with his massive right fist, he hollered, bang.
He did.
And you heard that.
Yes.
He ragdolled the guy. He threw him into the lake. The guy, to his credit, I don't even know the man's name who took the beating, but now there's a small memorial marker near the lake.
Yeah.
Golf course. I'm not even sure what province this took place in. There's a small memorial. Say this guy got ragdolled here by an NHL enforcer.
This is the spot. This is the spot.
Well, I give him. He had kind of like the drunk resistance still.
Yeah.
I mean, he took those punches pretty well.
He went down, but didn't stay down.
Yeah,
he kept getting back up.
I mean, he got punched. He got tossed. He got windmilled. Tossed into a lake.
I mean, really, at least three times.
Oh yeah,
he should have just been.
I have no doubt when he sobered up, he woke up just in so much pain.
Well.
Funny you should say that.
Now he's apologizing.
Uh-huh. It's so Canadian.
So, you know, you get your ass just walloped.
Whooped.
You're in the lake. He threw him in the water. I mean, right there next to the lake. And what does this man do? I am so sorry.
That I'm so sorry.
My face hit your fist so many times.
Yep. That's me, guys. The guy that got dropped like a bucket of balls in a pond. Not my finest moment, I know. Looks real bad. Played 36 holes of golf. We drank way too much, and my mouth ran faster than my brain. All jokes aside, guys, I'd like to apologize to all the folks on the course, anyone caught up in it, and anyone who had to deal with me that day. I lost my cool, and I've learned from it. Just one of those days where you should have kept the cart on the path, you know? Stay hydrated. Keep your stick on the ice. Maybe stick to 18.
Yeah, that's
I like
the
it.
Most painfully Canadian thing ever.
Guy played 36. What he should have only played 18. That's it. Keep your stick on the ice. That's it.
Gosh,
I hope these
everything about that is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
I want the former hockey goon,
the goon, and this man
to play 18 together. Like, all right,
make peace.
I bet the hockey goon would.
He would. I think he would.
Mm-hmm.
That would be really cool if a friendship was forged from these two, you know.
Here's a signed sweater.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't even know what team the guy played for, the enforcer.
I don't either. He beat the crap out of that guy.
Usually those enforcers just kind of bounce around, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Because, you know, each team needs one.
Do they today? Is there still that today?
I just always think of all hockey players as tough guys. Like, I wouldn't want to meet any of them.
Well, of course, but some have the reputation for not fighting.
Yeah.
And there's usually one guy who will throw fists.
But they're all tough, but today they don't fight nearly as much. Now, in the 70s and 80s and 90s, you had a goon.
Well, everybody would brawl. Yeah.
They'd brawl. But, I mean, like, if somebody got a penalty, like if Wayne Gretzky took a shot.
You had one guy that was going to go out.
He's going to go out there.
You have to protect Gretzky, but he wouldn't throw the punches, usually.
I saw an interview with Gretzky recently. I guess it was when Yager that passed his assists or goals? More. Who was it? No, it's Ovechkin.
Yeah, yeah.
Ovechkin broke one of his records. So Gretzky is interviewed, and they ask, you know, did you ever get in any fights? And he said, one. I got in one fight, and a guy, like, pinned me in the corner, and I fought him and, like, dropped gloves. And when he dropped gloves, the other guy was like, Wayne, seriously.
Wayne, don't
make me do this, Wayne.
Yeah.
I'll hit you once if you want to go down.
Please don't make me do this. And then
I can't hit the great one.
Yeah.
So each of them got a two-minute penalty. So they go to the penalty box, and Gretzky said, so you're sitting beside each other in the penalty box, you know, And he leaned over the glass and said, I am so sorry. I don't know what came over me.
It's fine, Wayne. I didn't want to do that anyways.
That's Gretzky. Yeah, that's Gretzky.
I'm sorry.
But in the old days, you would send the fighter out
yeah.
to knock down the guy that yeah. just took Gretzky out.
Exactly.
I mean, it's so, I mean, that fight is just, it's about a minute long that I saw the video.
Oh, my God.
And when you holler bang, it's so WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Bang!
He was doing his own play-by-play yeah. of oh, yeah. the fight well, as he's drilling the guy.
I like the guy that's recording who's a friend of the drunk guy who just goes, come on, man.
Come on.
Like, come on, dude, you're going to kill him.
Yeah.
You're going to beat him.
And hockey enforcer guy, I mean, he remembered all of his techniques and tactics. He held drunk guy with one hand and just punched with the other, so he couldn't go down until enforcer was ready for him to go down.
I wonder if in the middle of it, the drunk guy goes, oh my gosh, is that Nick Tarnowski?
Did you play for the Leafs?
Yeah.
Is that Tarnowski?
You look real familiar. Thunk, thunk, thunk.
I was ringside when you guys beat the Canadiens.
Oh my God, yeah.
This is great.
Bang, bang, bang.